Continuing Be'ez Hashem in the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Isha Nasasi B'Medina Siyam Harei Hizo Ve'ilu Baneha. If a man went to Medina Siyam and he comes back with a wife and kids, and he says, yeah, I married this woman, B'Medina Siyam, and these are her kids, meaning I went to find a shidduch and I was successful. So maybe Raya Ali Isha. He has to bring a Raya that the woman is kosher. Ve'in Tzarech Lavi Raya L'Banim. Once he does that, you don't have to bring a Raya on the children, because obviously the children are hers. We assume that they are hers. Once we know that she's kosher, all is good. But if he went without a wife, and he came back without a wife, and with only children, and he says, oh yeah, I married someone, but Nebuch, she died, and that's why I came back, you know, to my parents' house over here to take care of the children, etc. Then he's going to have to bring a raya about the kashrus of the woman, and also to bring a raya that the kids actually belong to that woman. Mishnah Yud Beis. Lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim. This is the Mishnah about Yichud. A man cannot be alone with two women. But one woman could be alone with two men, because each man would have busha to do anything in front of the other man. Women are going to have less busha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af isha echad misyachid im shtei nashim bizman sheishto imo. That a man could be with two women if his wife is also with him, meaning the wife is in the house at least. He's even allowed to sleep in a room with other women if his wife is there, because we assume his wife will make sure that nothing happens. A man is allowed to be alone with his mother or with his daughter. He's even allowed to sleep in the same bed, and the bodies are touching each other because there's no taiva with his own mother or with his own daughter. But once it's a boy that's 13 or a girl that's 12, so then at least they need to be in pajamas, because then it's that's a little inappropriate. So a father can't share a bed with his daughter who's over bas mitzvah, or a mother with her son who's over bar mitzvah, unless they're both wearing pajamas. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yir Aleph, we said that if a man left a town without a wife, and he comes back to town with children, and he says, and a wife, and he says, yeah, I got married, and these are her kids. So he only has to prove the wife's yichus. He doesn't have to prove that the children belong to her. If he comes back without a wife, just like he left without a wife, but he's coming back with kids, so then he's going to have to bring a raya that the wife that he married, B'Medina Siyam, is kosher, and that these are the children of that wife. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis, we said, in terms of yichud, a man should not have yichud with two women, but a woman could have yichud with two men, and Rabbi Shimon holds that even a man with two women is fine as long as his wife is with them, and he can even go to sleep in the same room with them as long as his wife is with them, because his wife will make sure that nothing happens. A person could have yichud with his mother or with his daughter. Not only yichud, they could even sleep in the same bed without pajamas on until they're at the age of bar or bas mitzvah. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel.